Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That is the new intro to the new afternoon program here on WEEI. They're excited. They're happy. They like it. Who else gets applause right out the gates?
That's actually the audio from Ben Johnson's welcome today at the Chicago Bears facilities.
Oh, I thought it was for us.
No.
So Ben Johnson has to work with Caleb Williams. I have to work with Nick Fitzy Stevens and Ted Johnson. Going to be interesting for both of us in the Windy City. And here
who got the better Johnson today, Chicago or WEI?
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We got a three-time Super Bowl champion. They got a Johnson who called a dumbass trick play that was just part of the unfolding of
their overrated season. Measure too cute. If there is any particular reason why when you were watching that abomination, a goffle performance on a Saturday night.
Oh, you mean
Goff's
not great?
Well, you're the number one Jared Goff hater in
that's Jared
the entirety
Goff.
Of the NFL.
He
what is it always? I even texted
end.
You. Hashtag softer than puppy poo.
He will always let you down in the end. Go back and watch that, Patriots fans. Kyle Van Noy got next to him, and he just dropped to his knees and like, don't hit me. That's your leader. That's your quarterback. That's the man you expect to take you to the promised land, and you know where you end up? Disappointed.
You know, the funny thing is there's this law firm in Connecticut called Goff Law, and they actually got Jared Goff, Detroit Lions quarterback, former Los Angeles Rams quarterback, to be their spokesman. He wears these Hawaiian blue generic jerseys that look like they were bought at the Five Below with a 16 on them. And as I drove past a bunch of them yesterday, I thought, these are really
I'd
extra
take them
sad
down today. I'd ask for my money back. I would take the billboards down and move on. But that's what we're doing here, 2-6 WEEI. We're moving on to a new era in the afternoon show, and that is not to say anything about past eras or shows. We love them all, but it's a new time. It's
got a great name for the new show, by the way.
Big Heart, Little Heart, Big Johnson. Big Heart, Little Johnson, whatever.
Small Heart.
Ready? Ted Nation.
No, that's already been used here.
What are you talking about?
And we're not, we're bowing down to that guy just because he's bigger than us, more successful than us, has more Super Bowl rings than us, could
all
kill
right, no.
us.
Got it. No.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Maybe
we should bow down.
All right. New name show idea. Ready? The Really Big Show.
No, I don't think
original.
We need to do that.
Love it.
I don't think that's what
now,
we're
see,
going
Stiz,
with either.
Ted Nation is an if you know, you know moment because there used to be an evening show here 20 some odd years ago hosted by the great Ted Sarandis called Ted Nation.
I appeared on that once or twice. That's how old I am.
You did?
I was on Ted Nation.
What was your first WEI appearance?
I think Ted Nation.
Mine?
I think it was Knights.
Yeah.
Back then, you got gift certificates, little Teddy Bucks.
Ted Sarandis here.
Them.
We welcome in now from Patriots.com, the great Andy Hart.
You know what he would do? He would like ask you a question.
Rip a butt during
then
breaks?
Read the newspaper while you were answering. Like he wouldn't even pretend to pay attention to you. Or if he was doing something on the air, he would just flat out read the story or the press release. So it would be like, Fitzy, comma, 56 years old, comma, longtime host of WEEI.
56?
Like he would just go straight in.
I just turned 51.
You're not 56?
No, I'm not the same. I'm not the age of your favorite channel growing up, you
I
dink.
I thought you were older
56,
than that.
56? I don't even have crow's feet. You should be like, wow, you look terrific for someone who just turned 50.
So before we dive into a massive weekend of football.
This guy.
I'm just going to move on sometimes. Before we dive into a massive weekend of football.
Yeah.
Which we had weather, we had upsets, we had upset you people because of certain teams that are winning and building their legacy.
We had terrible calls.
We'll debate how terrible they were. We can get into that. We had a late field goal that nobody needed in last night's game. Certainly not me when I had 8.5 points. Jack Wagons.
How about a bad call?
I blame that damn corner.
How about Marcus Freeman? Don't go for a 27-yard field goal.
Yeah, Marcus Freeman, that happens to everybody. You get to that point where everybody loves you, and then you do something where you give that portion of the audience a reason to no longer love you. Freeman had his moment last night, although the Irish, they put up a fight. But before we get into that, let's set the table on the new show real quick. We're not going to do a lot of this, but we are going to have fun around here, correct?
No.
Not having fun? No fun.
Sir, I'm sorry. This is a sports radio show.
And the other rule beyond fun, which some listeners will be like, you guys are fun. Good one. My ears already hurt.
We have a long-established dynamic as a bickering sports radio couple.
That is true.
That's going to continue.
That is true. And we're going to be real.
Yeah.
Really annoying at times, really negative at times. You'll be really positive at times. You'll be really crazy at times. Ted is going to join us at 3 o'clock today and every week, Tuesday to Friday, 3 to 6. He is going to bring big energy and big whatever he brings because the dude is still yoked and could still knock your head off. But that is basically, and we talked about it a little bit when Fred joined us, Ted joined us.
Fred, by the way, Fred Johnson, tremendous
alter
radio presence.
Ego. When he joined us last week, we all can acknowledge.
Yeah, one job.
We all can acknowledge Ted was great as a player. We loved him. We loved him when he was part of the early 90s.
10 Parcells, years, correct?
Patriots. Yep, decade. Okay. We loved him when he was Pete Carroll's guy, Pro Bowl linebacker. All of those things. We loved him. He knocked people's head off. He was a throwback player, middle, all of that.
They don't make him like they used to.
So we don't really need 1,000 phone calls calling in saying, Ted, you're awesome. You remember when you hit that guy? Marshall, fuck, oh, that was awesome, yeah. Okay, we all love him. We love him. He brought great talent to the defensive side of the ball, part of the dynasty. We're not going to take a billion phone calls thanking him like he's at the mall signing autographs.
I was just going to say, hearkening back to like signing stuff at like an I Love Boston Sports or a Dick's Sporting Goods, whatever, Champs, insert sporting goods store here. I think it's because between the two guys on this radio show who tore a bicep, one of them has 3 more Super Bowl rings than the other.
Technically, I have 3 Super Bowl rings. They're just not worth as much as Ted's.
Did they give you the rings?
I have rings.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're just
like replicas?
Whatever they want to call them. Employee rings, I believe they call them. Replica sounds less
fancy. Have you ever, all right, dead serious.
Tried to sell one to an unknowing person on eBay? No.
Hello.
All sales are final.
No, have you ever like gone out with the fam to like the 99 and somebody sees you and they're like, Andy, are you wearing a Super Bowl?
I've never worn them in public.
I also don't think you've worn one to work once, which I give you credit for.
I wouldn't. Why would I wear it?
I would.
That's a cool thing to wear.
Are you kidding?
I mean, I think it's a little douchey.
A little?
Honestly. So then why would I do it? You just said it's douchey.
Tell you what, if I had money like that, man, you know what I'd do?
Jeez.
I would wear my Super Bowl rings.
It would have been pretty funny if you wore it today. If you wore it for Ted Johnson's first show, like, wait, hey,
actually,
man,
Dan,
just a couple of Super Bowl chips.
He didn't have his, and I had mine.
Dan,
on.
Andy, if I may, honestly, I'm very disappointed. I didn't wear something. No joke. This is setting up a quick Ted Johnson story I want to tell in the 3
if
o'clock hour.
If you have
hour.
A jersey and you didn't wear it, you're a jackass.
No, I have something even better. No, I do. Honest to God, I do. I have a great story I'm going to set up in the...
No, not right, that.
Where's the... should we start the show over? Just play the intro. I have a souvenir, a Patriots souvenir from growing up that bears his autograph, and there's a very
Ted's
sentimental...
jockstrap.
Just play the... You know, actually, play the rap.
Just keep going, actually.
This freaking guy...
You need to be like a short yardage back. Sometimes I'm going to say things to derail you. Put your head down and get the damn first down.
All right. Well, I'm trying to get through my story. The point is, I've got a very... like a nice little memento from the Stevens household growing up that involves Ted, and I've never had a chance to share this with him.
And you're not asking him to autograph it.
No, it's already autographed.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's going to be like, yeah, that's not mine.
Did he wear 52 and was his last name Johnson?
Yes.
I even have the photograph to go with it. I'll bring that in next week.
Oh, little Fitz or Fat Fitzy.
I was not a part of it. My grandmother was.
Oh, the story got good at the end.
See, it did.
Took a while to get there, but hey, that may happen on this show from time to time when you put the three of us in the same room. And yes, Ted will be here 3 o'clock. I am intrigued by the dynamic because, as Fitzy referenced, he and I have done a crap ton of shows together. Mm-hmm. Night shows, weekend shows, mm-hmm. post-game shows, podcasts. But Ted is new to the family. Ted, I've done TV with. I've never done radio with long form.
You know what it's like? It's like TV without the picture.
Well, and without the director saying wrap it up, and you're like, I just started talking. Like, you could never do TV.
Well, I mean,
you're a little long-winded. We're just gonna be honest.
I could never do television.
Not like that.
How many television shows have I hosted?
Well, you're the host. That's different. That's structured. I don't think you could opine on a television show.
Hey, this was the guy. This guy was the voice of Febreze. Watch who you're talking to.
Yeah, but that's not opining.
How about 107 VH1 shows? But you're right. I probably couldn't appear as a loquacious,
hosted,
pithy guest on
right.
any of them.
Because they'd be like, land the plane, Fitzy, we got a commercial.
I didn't host them. I was one of those chatty talking heads, you knucklehead.
I get the chatty part. Anyway, 617-779-7937. The new WEEI afternoon show is underway. It's Andy Hart. It's Nick Fitzy Stevens. And at 3 o'clock, it will be Ted Johnson. Now, I also have to bring something up with our capable producers, Dan Ball, and Stiz, who made the jump from the old show last week to the new show this week. It was big jump.
Big jump.
I don't want to alarm anybody. But you got me in the host one seat, correct?
We're already alarmed, but yes.
So mm-hmm. you expect me to hit brakes?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Where the hell's the clock?
Is there not a clock in there?
It says platform error 2793.
What the hell does that mean? That's like in Les Mis, 24601, Jean Valjean. You probably weren't expecting a Les Mis reference this early
and
into the new afternoon show.
And I don't want another one ever again.
No, I was.
I'm already Les Mis. I don't need any lines. So,
by the way,
anyone know how to reset that?
That goes hand in hand. Andy, real quick, that goes hand in hand. The fact that the clock is busted and says platform error 2793, great sign. It's
symbolic.
Like rain on your wedding day. You're welcome. It's even first. Brian Fritoko has it on Twitch. If you're watching twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, please refer to this show no longer as the WEEI Afternoon Show. Please call it Platform Error 2793. This goes
like,
part
what are
we doing? And parcel.
Are we sci-fi here?
No, this is amazing. This feels like THX 1138.
I think I'm
or
being set up like a you-know-what.
You know what? Is this a promo for Severance Season 2 now on Apple?
You guys got a clock in there that works?
So, if only there was a few screens in front of you that had clocks on.
So, Andy,
I like the official one up there.
So listen to this. This goes perfectly hand in hand. I was going to wait and save this for later, but I have to ask now, and then we'll get into the sports content. When I walked into the building, I walked in with somebody else from sales and marketing, and they said, as Greg. The door was opening, wait till you get a load of the smell in this place. And I was like,
oh, yeah, the fish.
Yeah. So apparently,
somebody squished and microwaved the fish.
So somebody in sales microwaved a fish lunch.
Yeah.
To which I ask you, who in their right mind, who in Sam Hill, microwaves fish in a public kitchen?
Somebody with some either big cojones or an incredible lack of awareness.
That is stupefying to me.
Yeah, but luckily you either get used to it or it went away because I don't notice it anymore.
That's one of the things of CTE. You can't really.
Oh, we're not doing that.
Why not?
This is a CTE-free zone in
here. I thought
here.
This was WCTE.
No, CTE-free zone. Anyway, so the NFL weekend. What was your biggest takeaway? Because I have a number of takeaways that I think tie into your New England Patriots quite nicely that we are going to get to over the course of the next couple hours. I know Ted is going to join the show. He's got some information in that area, some opinions in that area. But Nick Fitzy Stevens, what was your biggest takeaway from divisional weekend?
The biggest takeaway from divisional weekend was expect the unexpected. There is no way in the world, even as I prepared for grousing about the refs and Mahomes getting the calls and everything going Kansas City's way, because, of course, you can't not have the biggest player in the NFL. You can't not have, pardon my double negative, the Swifties watching at least the AFC Championship. The way that Saturday night went, and even to certain effects, the way that Sunday went, I did not expect Lamar Jackson to have another game like that. I did not expect the Rams to be able to come back. After the Saquon Barkley 75-yard touchdown run, I did not expect the Rams to not only score so quickly, but then press it to a point where they were down at fourth and 10 at the 25-yard line, in the snow, no less. That was a tremendous game. And Saturday night, I know you said you got exactly what you were supposed to get out of a meathead coach who's always like, I'm going for it. And Jared Goff, who you despise, loathe, and also don't like very much.
Despise is strong.
That was...
I just don't think he's that good. I don't know the man personally.
All right, let's not parse words.
He might be a nice man.
Supposedly.
I don't think he's an evil human being.
He's got
a
lot of money, lovely bride.
People as soft as him usually aren't evil.
No. However, the way that game went, with Ben Johnson going a measure too clever with that terrible idea to have Jameson Williams throw the double reverse wide receiver option pass, Goff panicking at times, three turnovers, a pick by Williams, and the Detroit defense, which we know had lost a number of starters and was used online and in social media as an excuse, playing its worst game of the year, and Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn, a head coaching candidate, not able to get in the way of that. That was shot. It was a truly, and of course, Jaden Williams' performance, a truly shocking result.
The window is closed in Detroit. I think we can acknowledge that. Ben Johnson's leaving. Aaron Glenn is leaving. Jared Goff looks like Jared Goff again, mm-hmm. and I just don't know how you can trust Dan Campbell. Great story. Everybody likes to listen to him. I don't know that you can expect them to be a Super Bowl contender moving forward with all these big changes and the losing that they just went through. The notable thing for me is mm-hmm. I think we all expect a rookie quarterback to fall on his face. Oh, you get that nice first-round win, and then usually, okay, water finds its level. The rookie quarterback looks like a rookie. They were putting on a show early in that game. Like, the points are just piling up, big plays. You're like, this is so much fun. And Jaden Daniels, he might be him, as the kids like to say. Jaden Daniels is a rookie, and where is he? He's in the NFC title game, right? That is what you hope for from young quarterbacks. It's what C.J. Stroud couldn't do a year ago. He mm-hmm. got the one win, and then he got exposed in the following week.
Mm-hmm.
But young quarterbacks, I don't know. If you don't know any better.
He's not that young.
But NFL-wise, he's young.
True.
He hasn't even played a full season yet. We're not going to measure the birth ages of all these guys.
No, but
Bo Nix is old. All these guys are old. That sounds like excuse making for somebody who's a Patriot fan who's going to give you the reason why
Drake May shouldn't
be expected to win for like 5 years. Then he'll be as old as these guys as they were as rookies.
Wouldn't you take heart if you're a
I expect you to be a starter.
If you're a Patriots fan, would you not take heart or at least a little comfort in the idea that Jaden Daniels has about 10 more years playing experience than Drake May does?
Sure. I think it has it. And when you have it, you win. And I think Jaden Daniels has it. And we're going to find out if the Patriots and their quarterback, their newly engaged quarterback, has it. And yes, text line from the, where is it?
It's there somewhere.
603. Yes, there's a clock in the bottom right corner of my computer screen. Actually, it's in the top right corner of my computer screen. It tells me the time. But we are creatures of habit, even when we haven't really hosted.
I am 100%. Hey, Brian Frizzoco in charge of the Twitch. If you could do me a favor, just save a nice screen grab of Platform Error 2793. I'm going to get a custom t-shirt made, and I'm going to wear it here in studio.
So Fitzy is here. Hart is here. Johnson is around the corner. He'll be here at 3. The Chiefs, they are in the AFC title game yet again. The Eagles, despite all the questions about their quarterback and their coach, they're in the NFC title mm-hmm. game. Josh Allen, the window was closed. He's in the AFC title game. And then you have the upstart Commanders, a team that might be, I don't know, building a blueprint for certain expectations that we may create around here. It was a tremendously entertaining weekend of football. We'll get into the national title game. Congratulations to a couple New Hampshire guys in Chip Kelly and Ryan Day for their...
Ryan Day's a New Hampshire guy?
Yeah, they're both New Hampshire guys, and they both are national champions after last night. With the Ohio State win over Notre Dame. It is the new era here. Afternoons 2 to 6 on WEEI, but a holdover from the old era would be Dan Ball and what's trending now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins and Celtics were both winners on Monday. The Bees doubled up the San Jose Sharks at TD Garden yesterday afternoon, 6-3. Charlie Coyle had two goals, including the game winner. Boston visits New Jersey tomorrow night. The Celtics, meanwhile, dominated the Golden State Warriors, 125-85 on the road on Monday night. It was Golden State's most lopsided home loss since 1985. Boston visits the LA Clippers tomorrow night. Some Patriots news and notes. The team has put in a request to interview Dolphins outside linebackers coach Ryan Crow for their defensive coordinator vacancy. Crow notably coached under Mike Vrabel for the Tennessee Titans from 2018 through 2023. Also, with New England sporting the number 2 special teams unit in the NFL this past season, special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer will remain on staff under Vrabel, according to NFL Media's Ian Rappaport. And John Stryker is expected to follow Mike Vrabel and become the team's new Ernie Adams as the the football research director. In national NFL news, Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson has agreed to a deal to become the Chicago Bears' next head coach, and the Colts are hiring former Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo to take over the same duties in Indianapolis. The NFL playoffs continue next weekend, and WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Ted Johnson coming up right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
63 times overall this season, and that's something the Texans have got to figure out. Their offensive line. Chiefs win it. Andy Reid and company are moving on.
That was the final call of the Chiefs win over the Texans. Nothing special, just ho-hum 23-14. As the Chiefs have been doing all season long, now they go to their seventh consecutive AFC Championship game, which comes on the heels of Patriots going to 8 straight AFC Championship games. So 15 straight years, AFC Championship game is either Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, or both. in there, mixed in.
One time.
The transition, which Mahomes prevented Mahomes from being the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, Mahomes himself actually came out and said, I'd have a hard time being called the GOAT or embracing the idea of being better than Brady, mostly because he beat me in a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean,
and of course, an AFC championship.
Those are the only two games that prevent. He'd already be the greatest quarterback of all time if he'd won those games. It would be over.
Yeah, but he did.
Over, but he didn't. So now he's chasing history. He needs to one-up Brady. He'll have the opportunity to keep that going. And I know that rubs you people that are listening here to WEEI Afternoons 2 to 6.
Dan, would you mark down 229 first you people of the day?
Yes, Thank you. Can do.
That rubs you people the wrong way. Because I think there's a new spin on a famous phrase, not Wiggy's version, but the T-shirt. Remember that they hate us because they ain't us?
Mm-hmm.
You hate them because they are ya. That's who you are.
I hate them because
they
are ya.
The Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are the Patriots. That's just the reality. Now, they could do things the Patriots never did. And I'm not talking about win seven Super Bowls. I'm talking about here and now. They're in the AFC Championship game. They've won two consecutive Super Bowls. They're looking to win three consecutive Super Bowls. Never been done before, right? Never been
done. Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
And I find the insecurity that it is causing in Patriot Nation interesting. Interesting.
I feel like when you say people. Interesting, I feel like when you say interesting, the way that you paused, then delivered it and kind of pursed your lips, I feel like there was a little judgment in there.
I would say you should feel like you're above that. Should feel like, well, how many Super Bowls do they have? And we have six, and we went to nine. Did I mention that win yesterday? Andy Reid, you know what number win that was?
Was that 300?
Oh, that was 300.
How many does that put him behind Bill Belichick?
Oh, I can get you that. I looked that up.
You sure you don't have it tattooed on the inside of your wrist?
I can tell you he's 2 years from passing Bill and 3 years from breaking the record, basically, using rough estimates of victories, which we all know we learned with Bill. Rough estimates of victories can fall apart very quickly, as they did.
350 yards.
So Don Shula, 347.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick, 333. George Papa Bear Halas, 324. 300 for Andy Reid. So he's 33 behind Bill Belichick.
Now, this is both.
It's 2 years.
Audience should know this is both postseason and regular season.
Oh, yeah. So, for example, this year he went 15-2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now he has another one. So that's 16. So he can get 16 wins in a season. Yeah, he could get 17.
He might get 18 this year.
So,
I don't want him to.
And by the way, it also gets easier when they add maybe an 18th game to the schedule. It gives him more opportunities to win games.
Who wants 18 games?
Or if they change the playoff format, there is... I am definitely being set up here. You know what else is missing on my screen?
The call screener.
Yes.
Yes. I was going to ask you...
I got no clock.
This is great.
Clock. I got no call screener.
You know what this is?
Who's setting me up here?
Super...
Arcand, you son of a...
Super nerds. You know who it is? It's Ordway.
Could be Ordway. The ghost
of
Ordway.
Past. In Star Trek lore, for the sci-fi nerds listening to the program today, and we appreciate all of you, live long and prosper. In Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, one of the goats of sci-fi films.
I think you're on the wrong show.
No. There's Rich Keefe listening right now. Rich, text me.
You're
and
not on
give
the Rich Keefe show. He would care.
I know.
I
he
don't.
Would. Too bad. This isn't the Andy Hart show. It's WEIF. Now, you're the first name, and you're big, large person face is right there in the middle of the billboard. There are other people on the show who get to say things from time to time.
You think Ted cares about...
He might be like, Fitzy, I had no idea. That's
dorky
great.
Stuff?
Yeah, and then he's going to be like, oh, I'll be Sulu and you can be Spock and we'll have a grand old time. There's a thing called the Kobayashi Maru, which is the unwinnable situation in which they program everything to go wrong to see how you handle it. I would not be surprised if Ken...
Like Mac
giving...
Jones, second year.
Correct. He's giving you the unwinnable scenario.
He didn't pass the Kobayashi...
Maru. Kobayashi Maru.
Kobayashi Maru. Yeah, it broke Mac Jones. It's not going to break me. I'll go nonstop. No clock, no callers. I'll just go straight through.
No commercials.
Arcand, don't even come. Don't even come in tonight. I'm going straight to 10 o'clock. If they want to break me, I won't even leave. I will go nonstop, non-breath, straight through. 617-779-7937. You can call in, and at some point, I'll figure out how to see you and how to get you on the air and all of those various things.
Quick question. Can I leave at 6?
No, you can't. We're a team. That's the kind of team player
We're
you are.
We're locking the studio doors.
Right.
No one in, no one out.
Lock the gates. Once Ted gets in here, that door locks and no one leaves until we have calls and we have fun. This is like a Griswold family vacation. We're going to be the happiest crew this side of the nut house.
And Danny F and K.
Yes. Seriously, though, where's the call screener? Anyone, Ken, can you come down later and after you fix the clock?
I'll get it. It's right next to you, no?
No, it's not.
It isn't.
It's nowhere to be found. I can't see the calls.
Okay. And I also clicked on the icon that said call screener, and all it did was open up another folder, none of which are call screener. This is a disaster, people. The Twitch proportions.
The Twitch comments. So help me, Zod. The Twitch comments are amazing. Please, nobody call. Everybody call. Andy, slow down. Hart, shut up. Ha ha ha. This is the funniest radio I've heard in ages. This is tremendous. This is exactly what you want because
I got Kobayashi'd.
As everyone knows, you can't please all the people all the time. And if everybody agrees or you make everybody happy, you're doing the wrong kind of radio.
I don't even please my family all the time. Never mind callers.
I know.
Bossman Laird's coming through.
He's walking in.
He's got answers. The answer for the clock was to turn it off. So hopefully this answers
Ken, this was
slightly more solid.
No, Ken and I talked pre-show. He thought it would be interesting to set you up to see what would happen if...
Yeah, and it cost Belichick his job when he did that with Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. So learn your lessons, people. Don't set people up
so
to fail.
Let's
get back to the Chiefs.
You and everybody else listening right now, let's say, now I'm comfortable in my Patriots fandom. I don't care if the Chiefs win 13 Super Bowls because what the Patriots...
You're lying.
Okay, I am. I say this to myself.
Because now you're the greatest dynasty of all time.
My daily affirmation. I say that to myself all the time.
When they win three in a row, they're chipping away.
I don't want that. You know what? If only, thank goodness, there would be somebody who was a part
of... Thanks,
Ken. Andy, if only in the 3 o'clock hour we had somebody joining the program who was a part of the 21-game win streak and, of course, the back-to-back Super Bowl championships, let's find out from somebody who was a part of the first part of the double dynastic run how they feel about it.
That would be interesting to see if he goes the Eric Dickerson route, and he's like, no, I don't want anybody to win three in a row. We couldn't win three in a row. I don't want anybody winning. Or if he goes with the, records are made to be broken.
It's fine.
We want to see them
That's
win.
What I'm saying. Be comfortable.
Does it personally bother you, though? Do you literally, because I can tell you firsthand,
yes.
I live with a pink hat, spoiled, entitled son of a gun, and he's the son, and I'm the gun. And my son hates Patrick Mahomes. He hates watching
does
the Chiefs
he? Because
win.
See, that's
he despises
funny.
It. And I don't understand how he doesn't see, like our boy Stiz, you people are all the same. Somehow, you don't see that the Chiefs and Mahomes and Reed are living the life you once had.
Okay, they are. But we couldn't live it forever, obviously.
Correct.
So
but
someone else gets to live it. That's
don't
what I'm
saying. Don't you want somebody else to break the record? Don't you want somebody else to have their fun? It doesn't diminish what you did. Actually, it keeps you more in the conversation. Because you're being people are like, well, Mahomes is great, but he's not the greatest. Reed is really good. He's not the greatest. Chiefs are winning a lot. Not as much as the Patriots. It keeps you in the conversation.
And it just makes people continuously replay that drive of Brady's in overtime in the 2018 AFC Championship, January 2019 in Kansas City.
That ticky-tack offsides call.
But I, listen, it is what it is.
What
but see,
name?
You just reversed.
What?
You just reversed you people right there. You just had to go back to the record books and try to, you tried to do a revisionist history right there.
This is the beauty, though, in my opinion.
It wasn't Tom Bahali. Who was that? What was his name?
It was the guy on the end of the line. Ford, maybe?
D Ford.
Steel trap right here, baby.
I helped you out.
D Ford. This is the beauty of this, though, is that this is what sports is all about. Like, I actually don't think it's fun if you don't have this. You have to have the measuring stick. You have to have history on the line. You want to have all-time greats. You want to have records on the line. Yeah, I know everybody says it's great that Jaden Daniels has the Commanders in a place where we didn't expect, and that's fun. My biggest fear is they make it to the Super Bowl. Because they're due to fall on their face, and I don't want to go back to the late 80s and early 90s when Super Bowls were about teams falling on their faces. I want to continue to live the last 25 years when it's about greatness.
You
the
don't
Patriots
want,
putting on a show.
You don't want to see the Super Bowl from 1991 run back with formerly known as the Blankskins against the Bills?
No, I do
no,
not.
Come on.
Because I think they are due to fall on their faces. He's due to look like a rookie. They're due to look like a team that doesn't belong there.
What if he's
and
on
I don't
an
want
epic
that.
Heater?
Maybe. What's more likely? He's on an epic heater to do something that's never been done, or he falls on his face at some point.
Okay.
What's more likely? Be honest. What's
more likely?
That
he'll fall on his face.
Okay.
But
thank
who do you get? Then
I don't want to ruin my Super Bowl Sunday by him falling on my face.
Before you take a call, let me ask you and the audience at
large.
And
we can take calls because I have a call screener now. And just to tease everybody, I see a large middle linebacker behind the glass. Ted Johnson is in the house, and from what I see, Ted Johnson has a. Happy shirt on?
He's got one of his happy shirts on.
I think he's got a happy shirt on, and that's good news for you and for me.
You know what's interesting is that Ted heard the start of the show and still said, "You know what? I'll drive in and do it."
Yeah, he didn't have regrets and say, "What's
he had many opportunities to turn around?"
Did he Belichick it? Did he not sign the contract so he can opt out for $5?
Between the three teams remaining, who do you truly believe is the best team to knock off the Chiefs?
The Eagles. The Eagles at their best are the best team. Now,
the NFL or the best team to knock off the Chiefs?
Well, the best team that's left. They have the most talent. The question is, does their quarterback and his relationship with the head coach screw it up? Because the special player right now in this postseason to me is Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley is the best player on the planet, and he could carry that team to the Super Bowl. I think he has changed the way they look at everything. I think he brings an energy that his quarterback does not. He brings an opportunity that his quarterback does not. So I'm a big Saquon fan. I just worry his coach and his quarterback might hold him back. But you're not going to hold me back from going to the phones. You already paused me. They didn't give me a call screener, but now I'm ready. So we are going to go to phone calls because that's the other rule I had. We're going to be real here from 2 to 6. We're going to have fun here from 2 to 6. And we're going to engage listeners via the text line and via callers.
We're taking calls?
617-779-7937. And we're going to start with our buddy Jim in Manchester. And he wants to talk about some weekend football. Jim, what's up today?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. You guys are wound up today, man.
Yeah, a little bit. Not going to lie.
Yeah, I know. I had a horrible day yesterday because I'm a Democrat. I'm a Notre Dame fan. But I did play under Chip Kelly.
Oh, nice! You did?
Manchester.
You want him to? You want him to be the offensive coordinator for the Patriots? He's not winning my poll right now, but he's an interesting name. Would you take him?
No, I don't think that. But you know what? He did teach me a lot. He taught me a lot, and I'm in my mid-50s now. So, yeah, him and Brian Day are very intelligent coaches. So, you know, it took them a while, but. To reach out about the playoffs, I want to see Buffalo go out and win.
Same.
All right, thanks for the call, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Chip Kelly probably concerned that a guy that actually played for him and is a Patriots fan and a Democrat and a Notre Dame fan, not sure that's relevant to this conversation, but didn't get his vote for Patriots offensive coordinator. I know Chip Kelly has one very large vote on the new afternoon show.
Does he?
We are going to get into that later. We're going to continue with your phone call, 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. It's Andy. It's Fitzy. It's soon to be Ted Johnson. He is getting his game face on. When we come back, I will tell you why you should be rooting for the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. Ooh. WEEI Afternoons continues.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Steps up, throws, and he got it! Touchdown, Kelsey!
That was a touchdown from the old reliables in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelsey. We saw it for years here in New England. Stars win in the postseason, even when stars get older, even when stars aren't having great years. Guys like Edelman, Gronkowski, Brady, you could rely on them because generally, tentpole stars win in the NFL in the postseason, and quite honestly, in a lot of sports. That time of year, playoff season. It is the new WEEI Afternoon Show. Andy Hart here in the lead chair alongside Nick Fitzy Stevens. We are little more than 10 to 15 minutes away from the big guy joining the big chair, Ted Johnson, making his full-time debut here on the Afternoon Show. We are talking NFL playoff. What are you laughing at?
Friends that are longtime tailgaters at Gillette Stadium and fans of your New England Patriots, P1s to the program, of course.
You people?
Six Rings of Football thing subscribers. Just got a text. Please tell Andy to dial it down just a notch.
Nope. I don't.
It sounds like he may have enjoyed some pharmaceuticals before the program.
See, everybody always likes to accuse, are you on cocaine? Are you on an energy drink?
I didn't say it.
No. I get a natural high. This is fun. It's supposed to be fun and energetic and engaging with the listeners. And I want our listeners to bring the same thing. I told you, we expect this to be interactive. We expect you to yell at us. I am not on anything. Maybe I'll have a lucky energy later. I've also started doing 5:30 tea time with Dan Ball. He's trying to get
you
me to become a tea guy. And I kind of like it.
Listen to you, Sean McDonough meets Bob Sosie.
And I also found out some of those have caffeine and some of them don't. So you got to read the little thing before you put it in the water with the honey.
It's called a label.
Yes, but I didn't know. I'm new to the tea game.
Oh, you're a new tea, huh?
Yes.
How about that? I wonder if Ted eventually will get the same feeling that I do, which is that doing radio shows with you often provide the feeling of losing a child in the mall.
It's exhausting. Anyway, what's not exhausting yet is the Patriots' search for coordinators, and we have some. We're not going with the sounder, but we have a little bit of, not breaking news, but information on that side of the search for Mike Vrabel. We've had a lot of focus on the offensive coordinator job. Oh, we'll get into that. Josh McDaniels seems to be the front runner. Mm-hmm. Defensive coordinator job, there's been less information, but there's been a name that Mike Reese has thrown around quite a bit. And now, someone by the name of Mike Zenitz from CBS Sports and 247 Sports.
That would be 24/7.
Oh, 24/7 Sports. I don't read 24/7 or 247 Sports. Anyway, he writes on Twitter, the Patriots are targeting Lions defensive line coach Terrell Williams to be their new defensive coordinator under Mike Vrabel. Sources tell CBS Sports and 24/7 Sports. Before in Detroit, Williams was Vrabel's defensive line coach and assistant head coach with the Titans.
Trusted lieutenant, if you will. Now, before anybody...
And now available, thanks to Jared Goff and the Lions falling
and
on
Jaden
their faces,
Daniels.
Making
yes.
themselves available.
Now, before anybody runs off to the, yeah, but I just saw the Lions get smoked on national TV races, may I remind you one of two things? Well, three. One, yes, you did. Two,
their best defensive player got hurt 2.5 months ago.
Their best defensive players were missing from the game. Is it Alif Raymond, I believe, the defensive lineman that was drafted in 2021, the draft that I often point to on Six Rings? He was out. He's an anchor of the defense.
He's
and of
fine.
Course,
but Aiden Hutchinson might be the best defensive player on the planet.
Raymond also just signed a $100 million deal. Is he $100 million fine?
Yeah, fine.
He's pretty good.
There's a lot of football money flying around these days with the expanded salary cap.
So they did lose the best players on the defensive line. The defensive line was actually rather good before those losses. And two, familiarity, which is going to become a theme, which has been a theme all throughout this offseason with the coach and coordinator searches.
And plus, last year we bitched that Gerard Mayo didn't have a Rolodex. He didn't know who to call. He didn't know who to hire. I'm not going to bitch if the guy hires people he knows now. If he's comfortable with him, plus it's not new coach comfortable. It's been there, done that coach comfortable.
Veteran coach comfortable.
I've coached. I've won playoff games. I've been coach of the year. If he thinks this guy can help him, and we're going to get into the rest of the staff later. There's been some updates to that. Guys he's bringing in, maybe a new Ernie Adams version for Mike Vrabel. Maybe a guy who's staying that I think we all support. There weren't a lot of coaches that we would support staying on staff for Mike Vrabel from last year's staff, but one of those has been retained. So we're going to get into the Patriots' evolving coaching staff under Mike Vrabel as the show goes on. But I want to get back to the phone lines because, as I said, I have a call screener. I put out the call. You people called, so I'm going to talk to you. So let's go to John in Boston, who's going to give us his thoughts on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs getting closer to a three-peat. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
John, are you on the treadmill?
Chiefs. Am I on the treadmill? Well, maybe I should take a shower.
All right, anyway.
But anyways,
okay,
enough
let's just stick
about
to football.
That. But I'm bump quack. But anyways, I like the Chiefs. I like Patrick Mahomes. I think he can aspire to win 7 Super Bowls. And I think Travis Kelce is akin to Rob Gronkowski.
Are you a Patriots fan,
so it's
John?
Always, yes, I am. Yeah, I mean, I'm a Tom Brady fan. I'm a Patriots fan. You know, I think it took a long time to, win a Super Bowl. After all, you know, I mean, we're not the Packers or anything like that.
We are not the Packers. Thanks for the call, John. I think that's interesting. A Patriots fan who likes Kelce, likes Mahomes, rooting for them to win. Now, I told you before the break, I was going to explain to you why Patriots fans should be rooting for Patrick Mahomes this week in the AFC title game. And I think it's very simple. It's not for the reason John said that he's actually rooting for them. That's a weird reason if you're a Patriots fan. I'm not going to lie to you. I think you should be rooting against them if you're a Patriots fan when it gets to the Super Bowl. You want them to get to the Super Bowl. Remember what hurt? What hurt oh so much in 2007 in New England?
In 2007?
Well, 2007 season, 2008 calendar year.
Obviously, February.
And that's what you want from Patrick
Mahomes. Why don't we get John back on the phone?
That's what you want for Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs. You want them to taste
all the way
that jambalaya in New Orleans of Super Bowl threepeat, and then just
have it in their hands,
rip it right out of their hands,
and then have Jaden Daniels go on a 92-yard drive and take it from them.
Absolutely.
And only we just have to figure out one thing: who will be the Asante Samuel of the Kansas City Chiefs and blow it.
Who's going to be the, are they going to show up in black suits because they're at a
And who's going to be the Dean Pease and call the worst zero blitz in the history of the New England Patriots?
Why do we got to pile on a nice man?
Because you know what I feel like?
He's a pianist, and you need to pile on
him?
So
what? Just because somebody can tickle the ivories means I should treat them differently?
Yeah, you should be nice to them. He's deserved the benefit of the doubt. He's earned the benefit of the doubt here. 617-779-7937. Let's go back one more time to the phone calls. Let's say David in the car. What are your thoughts on Kansas City chugging toward another potential Super Bowl victory?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I am excited. You guys have a new edition coming up at 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson, super excited. I am a New England Patriots fan,
yes, sir,
by heart, and I will not root for the Kansas City. You know why I don't want Patrick Mahomes even to go to the Super Bowl? Yeah, it would be great to see what you just said, Andy, to see taken away. But the problem is the referees in the NFL been catering to the Kansas City Chiefs so much. Last season, the season before that, the Super Bowls that they've won, it was because of calls that did not happen on the field, and they got them where they needed to make that extra, those extra points, let's say that. And they would. If Kansas City goes to the Super Bowl, the refs, the NFL, will do the same crap again because they got it in for the Patriots, and they want Kansas City to do a three-peat.
Thanks for the call, David.
It's nice to hear. Before you go just poo-pooing that or trying to put him into his corner.
So it's rigged. No. I just want, it's
nobody
rigged.
Nobody puts
you
David into a corner.
You believe it's rigged. You and David believe it's rigged.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
Okay, your six Super Bowl wins were rigged.
23rd floor. And
we're going to have a guest
them.
Join the show who's got three Super Bowl rings because it's rigged. If you believe it's rigged, it's always been rigged.
I told you we had a big reveal for Ted at 3 o'clock. So, spoiler alert. I hope he's not listening right now. On the 23rd floor of 30 Rock right now, there is a 15-person writing crew the size of Nikki Glaser's for the Golden Globes that is currently crafting up a fabulous finish for Patrick Mahomes and the freaking Kansas City Chiefs. Nice to have David, the voice of reason and logic in Patriots Nation, on the
line. Appreciate the call, David. We will dig more into that idea that the NFL is rigged, it was scripted, they want the Chiefs to win, and somehow Patriots fans can pretend that the NFL apparently didn't want them to win, they earned it. Patriots fans somehow believed that the league hated the Patriots while they were winning and still hates them while they're losing, which is a very interesting dynamic. We'll delve into that Patriot fan psyche over the next couple hours. But before that, we have to turn our attention to number 52 in your program, number one in your heart, the new big man on the new big afternoon show here on WEEI. It's Hart, it's Fitzy, and stick around because it's Ted Johnson.